So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is going to be a review for The Iron Fist, which is on Netflix. It is a Marvel Netflix collaboration. It stars Finn Jones as Danny Rand, Jessica Henrich as Colleen Wing, Jessica Stroop as Joy Meacham, and Tom Pelfrey as Ward Meacham. And the synopsis is, a young man is bestowed with incredible martial arts skills and a mystical force known as the Iron Fist. So this is based off of a comic book, and it is also a larger part of the Netflix Marvel collaboration. So we're just going to skip all that, and hopefully people know about the team-up group called the Defenders. So we're just going to get into the general thoughts about this. We're going to start with Matt. And Matt, what is your view on The Iron Fist?
I didn't like it. The title should be Iron Flat Fist. As much hype as the rest of the Netflix Marvel Cinematic Universe goes, it plays out pretty well. This one falls flat in its face. The action, being that it's supposed to be, I guess, a kung fu martial arts type genre, choreography was terrible. Acting, in my opinion, was terrible. Casting for the main character, if there's anything that you have to get right, you have to get the main character right. And it's not. When I'm watching this, I'm like, it seems like he should be serving me Starbucks somewhere. And the story seems very disjointed. It doesn't seem to flow well with the rest of the Netflix universe.
Mike, what is your view on The Iron Fist?
Out of all the Marvel Netflix shows, I think it's the weakest one, without question. Overall, I think the show was decent, but it definitely had its really, really negative points. As Matt hinted on, the story just fell really flat on its face. I don't think they developed the characters as well as they did other shows. For instance, Luke Cage, which technically has three villains, I think they did a good job of balancing and developing each one throughout the season. And with Iron Fist, it just seemed like they kind of threw people on there. And they developed them in some ways, but in other areas, it was just kind of like, this really doesn't make any sense. And the acting, I agree with what Matt said. Finn Jones, as much as I think I tried to make an excuse while I was watching it of, okay, if this was a kid who got lost and then he shows up so many years later, this is kind of how he would be. Doesn't make up for the fact that it just didn't, he wasn't believable as an Iron Fist.
It seemed like he was just in a totally different TV show.
Yeah.
So, Keith.
I'm going to say I agree with what Matt said. I like the supporting characters more than I like the main character. I like the Rosario Dawson's character, Claire, the night nurse. The main villain, The Hand, in Daredevil TV show was a lot more better villain than they were in Iron Fist. And apparently Iron Fist is supposed to be, that's his main antagonist in the entire Iron Fist TV show. They just fell flat. Madame Gao was just like, I mean, she was good. They built on what was done with Daredevil. And nobody's mentioned it so far, but I'm just going to flat out say it. The fighting and action in this was terrible. I'm blown. This is supposed to be a throwback from the old kung fu movies from the 70s, just like Luke Cage was from the blaxploitation films of the 70s. Iron Fist was supposed to be the poorly dubbed kung fu movies of the 70s, and the action was just bad. And I'll give props to Finn Jones. You know, he actually worked it and did what he could, but the editing and the choreography for the fights was bad. It was terrible.
So for me, I'm going to say that the first two or three episodes should just not exist at all.
I agree.
And I didn't really get into it until about episode 5.
Because everything that happens in those episodes happens in Doctor Strange and Batman Begins. Then there's too many flashbacks in those episodes. They need to set up the world and set up the show, but there's way too many flashbacks. The action in any of the episodes isn't shot well. The third episode gave me like an X-Men 3 Wolverine Origins vibe. And then on top of that, like a lot of the backgrounds looks bad. The romance between Colleen and Danny just did not work. The random drug problem angle did not work. The angle about the hand did not work.
The Colleen that was the whole show.
Hold on.
How you really feel.
I'm not done yet. The Colleen angle that happened late in the season did not work. I think the biggest problem, there's some unresolved loopholes, and then people talk like he's powerful, but for the whole show, he has not done anything.
No, and I was watching that going, okay, wait a minute, where's all this power that he has? Because most that he's done is break open a wall and knock down a building floor, basically.
And then on top of that, his motivations seem to be off. He's adamant about not killing people, but I think it might have been episode like 6 or 7 where he enlists the Hatchet Men that go into the Hand's den to go kill them, but he's adamant about not killing. What are you doing? Let's just talk about some of the main characters just pretty quickly. And this is just an open discussion about Finn Jones and his acting.
It didn't work. It didn't work at all. And actually, I can't blame him, the actor, too much. I mean, I blame the material.
It's bad writing. It's just bad writing.
I think the writing was just really poor for this. I mean, honestly, the whole thing felt rushed.
Now, a question for the group. Do you think if the fight scenes were better, not necessarily the acting, do you think he would make a more believable character? Being that Iron Fist is the martial arts expert, supposedly.
No, because the biggest problem with the show is that it's about corporate takeover and espionage. For most of the show, you are either in a office building or in a dojo. And that is it. So let's talk about Colleen Wing, who is played by Jessica Henwick. And does anyone have any comments about her acting?
So I think she did a passable job, but at the same time, to Matt's point, the action choreography was so bad. I was just like, I wasn't feeling her as this samurai / ninja, whatever she was going to train to be.
But I feel like she had better fight scenes than Finn Jones did.
Oh, easily.
But at the same time, it's not saying a whole lot. It's still,
let me
bad.
Just go ahead and say that I just didn't like the mesh of different martial arts. At one point, she's talking about Bushido. Another point, she's talking about Kung Fu. And I'm like, well, which one are you trying to focus on? On top of that, her character, and this goes to the writing, the angle that happens late in the season doesn't add up with the rest of the season, because at first she doesn't want to be around Danny, and she knows that he is the Iron Fist, or he claims to be the Iron Fist. But then she's talking about helping the Hand to secretly manipulate him. So let's get into Jessica Stroop, who plays Joy Meacham. And what did you think about her character?
Unnecessary. The whole Meacham crew is unnecessary.
Yep. Mike?
I didn't have as much of a problem with them, only because, I mean, the main villain is basically their father. I felt the one thing with her character that I did like was early in the season, it kind of played well when she went in the hospital and she's talking to the guy about the kidney or the liver that his son needs. And you kind of saw for that split second where she wasn't as good as she claimed to be, where she kind of had that ruthlessness.
There was too much back and forth with that like maybe the first 5 episodes, but go ahead.
Her emotional complexities, I guess, is the best way I could put it. She played those well on screen to me as a character. I think it worked. My issues with the Meacham really isn't her. And when we talk about who my issue is, then we'll get to that part.
All right. So, Matt?
I think they were there to pass time. Secondary characters, I get it, but don't think they contributed as much.
Again, the whole thing with her character just kind of goes into the corporate espionage angle. I don't want to sit there and watch how businesses ran. So let's talk about Tom Pelfrey, who plays her brother, Ward Meacham. So they are the two people that are running Rand. How do you feel about Tom Pelfrey?
There was potential for every character in here, and he had a lot of potential, but it fell way flat. He was at first the antagonist, then he became sympathetic, then it became irrelevant at the end of the season. It was just like, what are we doing?
Matt?
Did anyone, when they were seeing him, think of Spider-Man 1, the Green Goblin?
Willem Dafoe?
Yeah.
Whenever I see him, that's all I saw. The mannerisms a little bit conniving at one aspect and then the next aspect kind of bipolar.
It's like, hey guys, this is just here tight, just the whole show. So, Mike, what do you feel about his character?
I'm going to be honest. At one point, I was actually rooting for him to have an overdose when he was getting all strung out. Because
that would have made him better.
I seriously was not feeling Ward, man. I was just sitting there watching the show like, dude, for real, you need to grow some balls, man. What's the deal? Either you built for it or you're not.
Well, seriously. I liked his character early on, but then that whole drug angle, which didn't actually need to be there.
No.
Nah.
It's only there so they can tie some stuff towards the end of the season. It's like very retroactive that someone wrote the whole season and it was like, well, we need to give this character some complexity, so let's give him a drug problem. I just didn't like his character later in the season. And again, the whole corporate aspect of, you know, every day he's talking to Danny about this is how a company is ran, and then he's helping Danny, and then he's talking about how a company is ran. And I'm like, which way do you want your character to go? Like, do you want to be, I'm in charge of a company, or do you want to be his friend that you didn't like him when he was younger and all this other stuff? But it just felt disjointed for his character. So, Mike, you really wanted to get into what you did not like about the Meachums. And I assume it's probably David Wyndham, who plays Harold Meacham, part of the characters pulling the strings at a certain point. Is that true?
It's not his fault, but for me, the biggest problem I had with him, for the life of me, I couldn't understand why they introduced him in the series so early. He was still alive. I felt like that was just rushed, and they should have saved that for a little bit longer into the season. I know you said an update, he's running things behind the scenes and whatnot, but for me, because wasn't it like episode one or two when they basically showed he was alive?
Yeah, I want to say it might have been...
like at the very end, and I'm just kind of like, really? We're going to show that he's alive already?
That should have been a late season reveal, but then they try to do the angle with the hand, and then the angle with who should be the actual Iron Fist.
How did everybody feel about Bakudo?
Unnecessary.
Yeah, who? Like, I can't.
No impression.
Yeah, it was bad. This was not. Mm-mm. They started out with Daredevil for their first series. That was straightforward superhero origin, action heavy superhero origin type of thing. They brought grit to it, some realism, made it down to earth.
Did they?
We all agree.
Kingpin was believable.
We all agree that that was well directed, well acted, well written show. Then they followed up with Jessica Jones, where they took a woman who has PTSD from being repeatedly assaulted by another villain. And again, you're hit with the action wasn't all that, but at the same time, you were hit with just
the emotional beats, the story beats.
The emotional piece of that.
I always say Jessica Jones like a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's all about manipulation.
You had the villain that you truly wanted to see utterly killed.
He's likable, but he's a despicable person.
And then you get to this. Then you have this season two. Then you get Luke Cage, which is just they just embrace Luke Cage's, like, I don't want to say silliness, but they embrace Luke Cage's origins of being this blaxploitation character, and they embraced it. In a modern time.
Yeah, and Luke Cage, it seemed like they weren't afraid to push some boundaries either.
Then you've got Iron Fist, where they took every safe route. It's like they took all the safest routes to this character. It just fell flat. It's like they didn't have the money to do stunt choreography. They didn't have the money to get a proper director. I don't know what happened. I honestly don't know what happened with this.
Do you have a feeling that they were rushing it in time to put out Defenders on time?
It doesn't matter. I mean, if Defenders had to come out on time or later on time, this show still needed to hit every beat in order to set that up. It needed to be compelling. Okay. It needed to be another show that people are invested to get to the Defenders. Like right now, it's like, do you actually want to see that?
Well, I know behind the scenes that Marvel pushed the schedule a little bit because this year they were supposed to do three shows as opposed to the two that they normally do. Because Punisher was such a success with Daredevil season two, they added that as a series now.
Now I'm scared for Punisher.
And so now Punisher's been shooting, from what I understand. Defenders should be coming out maybe around August, and Punisher should be by the end of the year. But it does feel like now you almost kind of wish they would just kept with their normal schedule, done two shows a year, and put more effort into Iron Fist and just let it ride out.
Honestly, Iron Fist would have been better if he'd just been set up in Defenders, and then he could have got his own show, or they could have set him up with Defenders or season two of Luke Cage. And Mike, I think you might be right. Like, even if they decided that Punisher was the way they wanted to go because he was so popular, they should just nix Iron Fist one and push it back until after the season two of Luke Cage.
Yeah, honestly, Iron Fist, and this universe is the best analogy I can give you. Iron Fist is like Hawkeye.
Yeah, he is just a supporting character.
And just be a standalone. Hawkeye. Just be a supporter, and that's it.
Let's get into scores. Matt, what score would you give Iron Fist season one?
I'd give Iron Flat Fist 4.5. Bad acting, bad casting, fight scenes is on par with Power Rangers, I guess, when it first came out. Didn't really enjoy the series at all, considering that the other series had such hype, had so much promise. Felt like universe. This did not feel that it met any of those expectations. And I know they were aiming for it, but didn't meet it this time. Maybe season two.
Keith.
I'm going to give it a 5 because I finished it. And I like some of the minor characters in it, but I'll be honest with you, I was fast forwarding through the series, and that's at that point did not capture me the way Luke Cage, Daredevil season one and two, or Jessica Jones. They had to fail at some point, and the only blessing is that they failed with Iron Fist, and I'm not a huge Iron Fist fan. They had to fail. Luckily, it wasn't with Luke Cage, so hopefully they'll pick it up with the Defenders.
All right, Mike,
I'm going to agree with Matt. I'm going to give it a 4.5. Biggest problem I had with the show was it didn't feel like it really fit in the larger picture of the Netflix Marvel universe. Even though you had Claire as part of the season and you see where they're trying to tie it all together, it still felt disjointed in the rest of them. I do think that the writing was bad. Like I said, I feel like the show was just rushed and they just took more time to get it developed because it just didn't live up to the hype, in my opinion. I always say Daredevil to me is the best Marvel Netflix show. I think it's just damn near perfect. And it's the one that I said that if they put that in the movie theater, I would go see it over and over again. But I don't even know how he's really going to fit in Defenders. Like I said, he hasn't really shown his powers that much. He's still wrestling and fighting with who he's supposed to be and whatnot. So I'm not sure how this is all going to fit in the bigger picture. But the weakest one out of all the shows they've done so far to me. And that's it.
I would just say that where's the creativity for this? It seems so plot heavy. And for what the plot is, this is the show that we get. Acting is bad. Flashbacks are bad. And he's just not very powerful. You're talking about having a very powerful character. Daredevil is powerful. Jessica Jones is powerful. Luke Cage is powerful. You see that throughout the whole show. Other than punching through doors and punching through walls, that is the only time you actually see him have his power. So I'm like,
maybe that's what he's going to do for Defenders. They're like, hey, we need to get through this wall. And he punches a wall and it breaks down.
So this is going to be directed to Keith. One Punch Man.
Yeah. No,
see, here's the thing. Like, Barry, you hit the nail right on the head. They came at him with that One Punch Man directive where he just punches something and it just destroys the living hell out of it. It's like they ran out of money.
Either money or ideas. Even the whole thing about he was trying to figure out how to recharge his chi. That whole thing just seemed like off.
The show is just boring. And for all that, for all the plot, for all the things that they did, for all the 13 episodes, I'm giving this show a 3. This is one of the worst Netflix shows. How did this get out of the door? For the people that brought you Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage, how's this the follow-up? Let's go ahead and just wrap this up. So that's been the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube. Shame on you, Netflix.